with the presence on this airways of the Reverend Bishop Douglas Miles. Good morning, kind sir. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, all of the WOLB staff.
Thank you so very much, Bishop, for agreeing to come with us this morning and share as we go into the year 2015. And I'm going to move out of your way and let you lift it up as you see fit.
All right. A psalmist a long time ago penned these words: "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side." And I think those words are appropriate as we reflect on another year's journey. 2014 has been an event-filled and eventful year. A new Congress has been elected, but yet even now it still seems to operate on the same worn-out agenda. A new governor has been come into office, but yet he faces the same old problems that have plagued us for over decades. There have been wars and rumors of wars, troop withdrawals and new airstrikes. The Dow has risen above 18,000 for the first time in history, yet public confidence in business and trust in government are at all-time lows. The price of gas has dipped to $2 or below in many areas, while tensions between the races and between citizens and police have risen to all-time highs. We're fearful of Al-Qaeda and ISIS overseas, and street gangs and lawless police in our own neighborhoods. Unemployment approaches record lows, but wages are stagnant as inflation eats away at paychecks. And even if trouble has not yet knocked at your door, we witness it kick down the doors of our relatives and neighbors. Our children have $300 Nikes on their feet and nothing in their heads. They can sling a gun, but they don't know how to sling a mop. They can stand on street corners for 18 hours a day, but yet can't work 8 hours at McDonald's. And those of us with gray in our hair are faring no better. We spend money we don't have to buy things we don't need to impress people we don't like. We have to drink coffee to get started in the morning, smoke or pop something to make it through the day, and take tranquilizers to sleep at night. Parents who have invested thousands in the education of children grimace inside as their grown children sleep on couches or live in basements because they can't find a job. But yet I believe the words of a psalmist uttered centuries before best express what should be our thinking as we close out 2014 and look with anticipation toward 2015. Again, the psalmist said, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord." And that simple but profound statement he sums up ought to be our exclamation on this last day of 2014. The psalmist could make this statement for three reasons that we should claim as our own. First, he looked back over his shoulder and saw from whence the Lord had brought him. Through dangers seen and unseen, he had come. He had witnessed God's action on behalf of Israel time and time again. And now he stands and proclaims, "If it had not been the Lord." In our own experience as a people, we can claim kinship with them. Our historic walk with God has been no less dynamic. Look where God has brought us from drinking well water in rural communities to sipping Perrier water in downtown restaurants, from flopping gravy with hot water cornbread to munching on French bread. He's brought us from walking down dusty roads to driving down four-lane highways. He's brought us from standing on the corner talking in phone booths to driving down the street talking on cell phones. He's brought us from the back of the bus to driving the bus. He's brought us from pool rooms to boardrooms, from streetcars to Jaguars. And collectively as a people, we can say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. This year alone, he's been our doctor in the sick room, our lawyer in the courtroom, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He hasn't brought us a mighty long way,